Hey, welcome to Next Step Influencers, where we didn't come this far just to come this far. And today's podcast is called Missed Opportunities. I want to start off this podcast with a story of me hunting the other day. I was hunting in a tree stand. It was right near sunrise because for those who don't hunt or do any hunting, you can't shoot unless it's during the day, or you have to have total visibility. So I got there a couple hours early during the dark so I can be ready for when it is sunrise. And it was really cold out, so I was wearing gloves. And usually when I'm bow hunting, obviously when you're bow hunting, you wear a release to put on your wrist. So therefore, when you're ready to shoot a deer or shoot at a target, you have to use a release to pull back your bow to release the arrow towards your target, or in this case, a deer. So I wore it on my glove because my glove was pretty bulky because it was like 30 something degrees out. So I put it on my glove and I sat in my tree stand, and after a couple hours, I got kind of bored. I started zoning out. So I'm like, you know what? Let me check out my social media on my phone and whatnot. And so I got distracted on my phone, and all of a sudden, you know, a few minutes or 10 minutes later, I look to my right and a deer comes out of nowhere. I'm like, whoa. You know, how long has that deer been there? And I got ready to, you know, pull back, but then I realized, oh, my glove's off. All right, well, I better put my glove down. So I took my glove and which is my lap, because I have to stand up to shoot my bow. So I took my glove and I put it right underneath my stand, or the platform I stand. There's my seat, and then there's a foot below it. There's a platform, a metal platform. So when I went to go put my glove down, the metal for my release on my glove, like, clinged against the metal, and it made a sound, like a clinging sound, like metal on metal. And the deer heard that and looked right at me. And I'm like, crap, I totally forgot my release was on my glove. It's supposed to be my wrist. And I couldn't pull back, I couldn't do anything, and the deer was just looking at me, and eventually it just walked away. And I completely missed the opportunity to shoot the deer. And so I wasn't ready for the deer coming, long story short. So, and I just sat there after I was, after I was done being peeved about it, I sat there and said, wow, this is a perfect picture of how we can miss opportunities in life. You know, we can wait until they arrive to get ready for them. We can wait for the moment. And sometimes we have to wait. In this case, I had to wait. I couldn't, you know, go search for the deer. I had to sit in my tree stand and wait for them. And sometimes in life, all we can do is wait. But like me sitting in a tree stand, all I can do is wait, but I can get distracted while I wait. I can just kind of zone out. Or I could take the opportunity for granted because it's taking longer than expected. And sometimes, you know, you don't think it matters in the moment while we're waiting for an opportunity, at least in my case. But it did matter, and I missed the opportunity for the reason why I was hunting in the first place. So I feel like often we can miss our opportunities if we're not stewarding the time while we're waiting for something. So how could this relate to you? Some of us are waiting for that perfect job or that perfect opportunity while, you know, sometimes in life, right? And often we're just waiting that we're kind of missing a great invitation to get ready for that job, like whether it's learning leadership skills or learning a skill of that job or getting ready for that position that we're looking for by trying to get ahead of, you know, trying to get ahead for, so when that opportunity comes or when that job does hire us, right, we're missing that opportunity. Another way it could look on a completely opposite spectrum is sometimes we're waiting for the right one to come in our lives in terms of a relationship. And sometimes we're waiting, but we're not stewarding the time correctly. Like we're not, you know, getting ourselves ready for to be our best version of ourselves. Sometimes we're still carrying old baggage into our new relationships because during the time, we missed the invitation to really work on ourselves, work on our heart, what's going on, and really just, again, bringing something to the table for when that perfect person or that next relation comes down the line. We can miss the opportunities because, again, like me in that tree stand, I can zone out. I can take the opportunity for granted, and just completely miss it when the opportunity comes, whether it's sooner than expected or later than expected. And I feel like in life, we can completely zone out while we're waiting for things. And this really made me think about that. So a couple questions I want to ask are, the first one is, are you wastefully waiting for your next opportunity, or are you diligently preparing for your next moment or season or your opportunity? So let me say that one more time. Are you wastefully waiting, or are you diligently preparing for your next opportunity? So whatever you're waiting on, if you are waiting on anything, are you stewarding the time that you have? Are you accepting it as an invitation to work on yourself or to really grow in a different part of your life? Or are we just kind of zoning out and letting time, you know, go to waste, if you will? Second question is, how is your attitude while waiting? How is your attitude while waiting? Are we disgruntled? Are we kind of bitter? Are we, do we not have a great, you know, are we bitter? Are we angry? Are we getting really impatient while we're waiting for things? Or are we using, again, as an invitation? We can, because there's two ways we can look at things while we're waiting. Because I don't know about you, I hate waiting for things. I'm a really impatient person. Just to give you an example of how impatient I am, I'm the kind of guy that never waits for the microwave to stop popping popcorn. Or if it takes 2.5 minutes to cook something, I always like take it out 15 seconds early. I just don't like waiting. I always see if it's ready earlier. Like that's how impatient I can be sometimes. But there's two ways we can look at waiting. We can look at it as, you know, bitter or resentful or angry, or this is taking too long. Or we can look at it as an invitation to like, how can I work myself? How is, you know, what does God have for me in this season while he's, you know, or as an opportunity to prepare myself for when the opportunity too comes? Because sometimes if the opportunity comes too quick or before we're ready for it, we blow it, right? There's been times in my life when I thought I was ready for a relationship and I wasn't, because I was still bringing baggage in from things before, and I completely blew that relationship because I wasn't ready for it. I thought I was, but I wasn't. So we can steward our time when we're waiting, or we can accept an invitation to really just grow ourselves during our waiting period. So, and a side note I want to put down too is that waiting on God is never wasted time. But are you stewarding the time? So often we're waiting, like, you know, especially, you know, we're sitting there going, well, I'm waiting for God to move, or I'm waiting for this, and I feel like it's just not time yet. And like, you know what? You're probably right. But are you still stewarding that time? Are you still growing? You know, are we just zoning out? Are we just Netflixing and chilling the entire time? You know, what is better for you? Like, what's more fruitful for you? So I just want to encourage you to really steward and look for the invitation during the waiting period, so we don't miss the mark when our opportunities, they come around. And a lot of times our opportunities, they either come earlier than expected or they're way longer than we expected. Very rare it's like at the time that we are expecting it to, you know, to come into fruition. So I think that we should get ready whether it comes too early, earlier than expected, or if it takes longer than expected, because I really feel like if not, we are missing an invitation that I feel like that is for us in that moment or that season. So how are you doing while waiting for your next opportunity?